Well, there is another program coming up at Western Iowa Tech Community College you might want to look into. This one is part of the Lifelong Learning Program, and it's about the life of former First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt. The presentation is scheduled for Monday, March 22nd at 6 p.m. It will be presented live on Zoom. It's being presented by local historian Russ Gifford. Gifford says Eleanor Roosevelt was vital to the success of her husband, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, during the Depression and World War II because she was usually the only person who would tell him the unvarnished truth.
Eleanor Roosevelt was in that perfect position. She had the freedom to go anywhere, to see anything, and she had the intelligence and the personal makeup to say, I'm going to allow this to flow in. And I may have my belief system, but I'm not going to change what I see or what I think I'm seeing based on my belief system. I'm going to see and sample and hear what's happening and then say, how do we make that better? How do we fix this? What can we do about it? And sometimes she had an answer. But many times she would just bring it back and dump it on them saying this has to change. You know, let's look at what we can change. And of course, like everyone with experience, as she got older, you know, she started to have more thoughts of how this could change or how it could be changed. And of course, that always reminds me of another favorite story, you know, which is after, you know, FDR dies, and they've sworn Harry Truman in, and he turns to her and says, you know, if there's anything, you know, such a great man, if there's anything we can do for you, if there's anything you need. And she said, oh, Harry, it's not about me. It's what you need now. It's what can we do for you? And that was so true. I mean, she had that, and that's the other amazing essence of Eleanor Roosevelt. She had that. She truly had that global view. She did not look at it from this is my point of view, this is my perspective. She truly looked at it globally. And, you know, so it's such a fitting reality that she would become, you know, the sitting person on the United Nations.
I feel like this whole COVID thing is very reminiscent of, you know, early 1930s. We're stuck in this really bad situation and we're trying to get out of it. So many people use this for political gain on both sides. And one thing I always saw about her, she did not do things for political gain.
Yeah. She refused to recognize political. You know, as I said, her husband's always over here going, no, the political is the lever you use to change things. She's going, I don't care. They just need to change, you know, and you don't need to put anything more in the bank. You need to change this. And, you know, the thing is, she would just be that straight voice on the side. And she would have that look on her face of, you know, of just disapproval. And it wouldn't matter. And it didn't matter then. To be honest, it was Democrats complaining. You know, while the Republican lawmakers might complain about her publicly, although remember back then, one did not insult somebody's wife. You know, one did not, you know, insult their children. You know, it wasn't just a gender thing. I mean, you just did not do that publicly. But they would all privately try to, you know, and to be honest, because she stepped into the public sphere, she got more insults and more grief than anybody.
You know, the funny thing I would read about her is, you know, FDR was Mr. Social. So at the end of his day, you know, 5 o'clock hit, he always had people for drinks and he made the perfect martini. That's how he got people talking and together. And she hated it, but they both got things done. But they had a different way of doing things, but it seemed to work.
It did work. And it worked because they were both pushing each other. They both motivated each other. They both you know, forced each other. And in a way, you know, it's that old situation. He was so social, so gregarious, so he was such a draw. She, on the other hand, is the, these are the facts. This is the way it is. This is why it is. This is what it is. This is what you need to change. What's wrong with you? You know?
That was local historian Russ Gifford talking about his upcoming lifelong learning presentation, Eleanor Roosevelt, A Woman Who Made a Difference. That Zoom presentation is scheduled live next Monday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. There's no charge, but a lifelong learning membership is required. To register, you can call 712-274-6404. You're